enlighten. You couldn't enlighten something.
Do you have people like that around here?
No, we haven't got no light yet around here. We ain't got no people like that around here. All of them just can go in town, look as good as that town fellas goes up there. Ain't none of them are on what's doing about as well as them fellas is up in town.
That's true.
And they carry themselves as well. But it ain't like it used to be. You used to go out with little old stringy yarns, you know, and hay dress them, take them places. They don't do that anymore.
You ever heard anybody use the expression, he's just an old country hoos?
Yeah, old country hoos. And that's a bad thing to say, too.
What about podunk? You ever heard that?
Podunk.
Podunk?
No, I don't think so.
Does redneck mean anything to you?
Redneck, that's mainly country man.
A what?
Country man.
A redneck?
Well, rednecks are country. He's a redneck. He's country.
Is that necessarily a bad thing to say?
Well, it ain't pretty.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like tramp.
Yeah. I don't like the redneck.
Redneck,
yeah. Oh, he's no redneck. Man, he's from the country.
Did you hear that word redneck when you were growing up?
All my life I've heard people make that remark.
Is that right?
That's no redneck.
What about a child that's born to racially mixed parents, like one parent's white and one's black? Have you ever seen that?
I've seen that, but I never did know nothing about it. But it happens right not a mile from my house. A child was born like that, but I never did know nothing about it. So I didn't mix with them kind of people, you know. And I had no occasion to know nothing about it. They started a school up here with the children, with my children. And they stopped from school.
Have you ever heard the baby called anything in particular? Like a
little bastard.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, what they call it.
It's got black clothes.
Yeah. You know, that's a bad thing when they go to mixing blood. I don't like that. That's a bad thing when niggers and whites mix. That starts up, that's right, the generation, the white generation. That's the way I see it.
I don't think a lot of it's good.
I don't think there'll ever be none of it much. I think it's getting further apart instead of closer together. But you know one thing, if we ain't doggone particular, we gonna have a senator down there that's gonna be a neighbor.
Who?
Old Martin, that old Martin, no, it ain't, it's old Edwards.
Edwards?
Yes, sir. He's got white men, rich white men backing him, Martin. He's on the radio now, TV now, telling all about it. And me and lady was talking last night about it. She said, have you been hearing what I've been hearing? I said, yes, I have. And I said, well, if things don't make a change, I said, we're going to have a neighbor down there for something.
You think he's got a chance?
Yes, he's got a chance. He said, we were. Some too many working for him.
Hmm.
And you know, that's a bad thing.
Think people took
it
seriously.
Well, I didn't think so till this week. And I'm beginning to think they are.
Hmm.
Well, I don't vote. Of course, I ain't getting through it. I didn't vote in either way. But I'd vote fancy if I'd have voted. But I was strictly for suspension all the way through. But I'm not able to. And so, my cousins wanted to come out here and bring a rolling chair and came me up in the booth. I said, no, that's the way you go.